Phoenix FM.
We're going to be talking to Steve Summers, who is the Chief Operating Officer at Brentwood Council. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Remembrance Day Parade, that's taking place on Sunday the 14th of November. So what's actually going to be happening on the day?
We do this event every year and it's really well attended, which is great. We do the parade, which will start from Brentwood Town Hall at 10:35. And the parade marches down Middleton Hall Lane towards the War Memorial at the junction with Shenfield Road, where dignitaries lay the wreaths, and also we have 2 minutes of silence will be observed.
And then after that is going to continue along Shenfield Road and crossing the mini roundabouts at Wilson's Corner and then onto a service at St Thomas's Church.
Yeah, the great thing about this is a whole number of contingencies come forward from the uniformed services. So we have people there from the Army, Navy and the Air Force, Essex Police. We have children from the Scouts and the Guides and other relevant local charitable organisations, which is really, really good. And the other great thing about it is the parade will be headed by the Brentwood Imperial Youth Band. So, you know, it's a huge amount of people that come together and provide such a good thing for the parade.
And just to let people know, there will be road closures around the parade route from 10:15, as well as bus route diversions, high street parking restrictions, just to make people aware.
And that's really important because obviously for a short period of time, for about an hour, there will be those road closures in place to allow the parade to take place so it's safe for everybody concerned.
I just wanted to say very quickly as well, because I should have mentioned it at the top of the hour, if you have questions for the council, as you know, I speak to them every Friday, then all you need to do is email radio@phoenixfm.com, preferably the day before or a few days before, so we can get the relevant person at the council to be able to answer, because as I was I've mentioned before, not every person at the council will be able to answer certain questions. So you can email in radio@phoenixfm.com, and or you can come through to us on the messenger and put your questions across, and we always pass on the details on to Brentwood Council. Hutton Recreation Area, which today is going to be opened by Deputy Mayor Councillor Mark Reed, and there's a few new features for the play area, isn't there?
Yeah, so this is really exciting, and hopefully this will be great for residents and the children. There's some new additions, as you said, Michelle, for the junior age group, including double zip lines, large rope swing, and a large rocking and rotating Moby bus rider. So that makes it very accessible for everybody. Mm. But there's some traditional swings, including accessible seats, large multi-play climbing frame, and also a traditional roundabout, which is one of my favourites from when I was younger. But there's also seesaws, toddler and basket swings, a large multi-play unit with towers and tunnels for toddlers, and an in-ground trampoline. But I think the great thing about nowadays is that they're made so accessible. And also there's, you know, those range of imaginative and inclusive play opportunities that are included. So they're for children, particularly those with physical or sensory challenges.
Yes.
So that's, you know, that's the great thing about it nowadays, is that it's accessible for all. To enjoy.
Now, there's a consultation, local council tax discounts, for empty second homes.
There are discounts that are applied for empty and second homes, and we review this every year at the council, and we do a consultation which enables residents, owners, landlords, tenants, etc., to have their say. And we're just coming to the close of that now.
Yep.
So that's due to close this Sunday. So if there's anyone out there who wants to go and have a look at that, they can go on to our website, and on our consultations page, they'll see the consultation on this. So if they want to actually make any comments, now's the time to do it. There are a couple of days left, as the results of the consultation will be brought back to the council, and members, the councillors, will consider that at a future committee meeting, so they get implemented next year. So if there's anyone out there wants to take a look at that, now's the time to do it before it runs out on Sunday.
26 businesses signed up as part of the Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance, which is called BEBA. Is that from the event that was about 2 weeks ago here at the Brentwood Centre?
Yeah, so the business showcase, we launched this initiative, and as you're right, it's aimed at encouraging local businesses to sign up to the carbon neutral pledge. We ask companies to commit to making decisions based on conservation criteria that best suits the ecosystem. So, for example, Baker Labels, who signed the Bieber pledge, installed their first electric vehicle charge point. Yep. As a commitment to the initiative, and that's really good. And that's really what we're trying to do, is we're trying to get those businesses to sign up, come on board, and seek to opportunities to improve the local environment.
Moving on to flu and COVID vaccines.
That time of the year, isn't it? And, you know, it's really important that people get their flu vaccine and the booster, the COVID-19 booster, to try and protect all of us. And if you go to, you can go to the NHS website, which is Winter Vaccinations, and that provides you with the information that you require. But I think most people now are getting contacted. But I think the message is essential to get those vaccines and that booster done so that we can protect people going forward through the winter period.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you. We did everything really quickly, Steve. And we will talk to another member of the council next week. Have a great weekend.
And you.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye. That is Steve Summers there, who is the Chief Operating Officer at Brentwood Council. And remember, if you have a question that you would like to put to Brentwood Council, email radio@phoenixfm.com. You can do that anytime, and we'll make sure that it goes to Brentwood Council. And if we can get an answer on air, we will do. But obviously we need questions in advance, because not everybody that I speak to at the council will be able to give you the answers, and we want to be able to do that on air for you. So please do email in radio@phoenixfm.com.